sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. I'm Alice Arnold, but this week I'm not doing the podcast. No, I'm going to be sunning myself on a wonderful beach somewhere. So I'm handed over the responsibility to Ruthie Henschel. She's going to be talking about, she knows enough about it, Olivier Awards, musicals, all sorts of things. Look after it for me, Ruthie. Thank you, Alice, so much for leaving me in charge. I thought about getting one guest, Alice. Just one. Then I thought, why only have one when I could infuse six queens? Today, I am joined by the six women who play the six wives of Henry VIII in the Olivier-nominated musical Six. Well, I am here with six of the most beautiful women, six of the most talented women, and six women who made me feel extremely tired when I watched the show the other day. It is the six wives of Henry VIII. I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves one by one and the queen that you play. So we'll start with you.
Yes, so I'm Shanea Richard Noel. I play Catherine of Aragon. She was the first queen married to Henry VIII. She was reigning for like 24 years and she dealt with a lot of his rubbish. And, you know, she was actually with him for the longest, so she dealt with a lot. And then Anne Boleyn came to step up and steal the show.
Yes, what's Anne got to say for herself?
Hello, I'm Millie O'Connell and I play Anne Boleyn. And yes, so I was the kind of, I actually didn't let Henry kiss, touch or be in any contact with me for 7 years while he was with Catherine of Aragon. So I really kept him, kept him playing it. And she is really, in history, she's perceived as this temptress, this sultuous, clever, like all worked out woman and everything was planned, when actually she kind of just went, oh, here's what's going to happen. I want you to create a whole new monarchy so we can get married. And then now we've got the C of E. So she kind of, it's a kind of butterfly effect.
Exactly. Yeah, so she was doing.
Butterfly effect really did come to play with Anne. And now she's created a whole new, the C of E, because she wanted to get married to him. Yeah.
That's a woman who knows what she wants.
I'm Natalie Paris and I play Jane Seymour, who came along after Anne Boleyn. And Jane is supposedly the only one he ever truly loved. But I think the question is whether he actually did truly love her, or whether it was just because she was the only one that produced the son, the heir. I think in history she's kind of known as a bit of a weak queen, the one that, you know, just gave him the son and unfortunately passed away after that. But I'd like to think that, you know, she was actually a lot more than that. She loved him back. She had so much love to give. She was strong. She was a strong woman. She accepted him for all his flaws and just went with it. So I think Jane's strong.
Yeah. My name is Vicky Mansour. I'm alternate Anna of Cleves, the German one. And basically, they got married based on a portrait done of Anne by Hans Holbein. There's a whole number in the show about that. And Henry, when he met her, didn't like the look of her, said it didn't live up to what he saw in the portrait, and so annulled the marriage. And then she got palaces and had a lovely old life. Yeah, she had a great time.
Hi, I'm Grace Mowat. I'm also an alternate. And Catherine Howard, she was physically and mentally abused by many men. She went through a lot. Henry, she was beheaded, the second beheaded queen. And Henry kind of
I don't know. I'd say he had no idea what he was doing really with her, because like she was so young, but she was so strong and went through so much. And yeah, I think she's incredible. So yeah, very unfairly beheaded very young. But in the show, she's a really sassy. She's like the Ariana Grande of the band. Really she's sarcastic.
Hilarious. Yeah. So witty.
You're all hilarious.
Yeah. it's so amazing because... Sexy, isn't she? Yeah, she went through so much. It wasn't her. And yeah. That's why, like, in the show, they kind of perceive her as, like, this sexy, like, Ariana Grande figure. And then at the end of her song, the audience go through this massive journey of realising all of the sexual abuse she actually experienced. And, yeah... But she's amazing.
Hello. I'm Maya Consabreed and I play Catherine Parr. And I was the final wife. Catherine married Henry because he chose her, basically. She was getting ready to marry someone else. And that was actually Thomas Seymour, who was Jane Seymour's brother.
My brother. We're
sissy-in-laws. Yeah, sissy-in-laws. And she was getting ready to marry him. And he... basically turned around and said, well, Henry turned around and said, I want you as a wife. And she was like, well, what am I supposed to do? I can't not. So she married him. He was old by that point and ulcer riddled and bed bound. So she basically nursed him until his death. But she only survived because he died. Like, that is the only reason. Because there was a time when... She was a Protestant, so, and he was still very much Catholic, and he did not believe what she believed, and it was very controversial, and she was trying to teach all the women in the court, like, this is Protestantism and all this, and she got in a lot of trouble for it, basically, while he was away. And they had a chat about it, and she basically, like, witted him out of thinking that she was a certain way, and basically survived him because he passed away. And then she went on to marry Thomas and had a child and unfortunately died of childbirth.
But she got what she wanted in the end then. She got to marry Thomas.
Yeah.
Smart cookie.
Yeah, she was smart.
And
she was very smart.
There is that wonderful rhyme that I first heard on Horrible Histories.
Yes.
Which is...
divorced.
Beheaded.
Died.
Divorced.
Beheaded.
Survived.
You see? And we all remember that. Yeah. We all remember that. Now, I was interested to know how you all got involved with this. Is it something you've been involved with from the start?
So I got involved with it from June, which most of this cast from June, and it was through our agent.
You weren't up in Edinburgh with it, because it started in Edinburgh, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it started in Edinburgh 2 years ago.
With the Cambridge University students.
Yeah.
Oh,
so they went to do they took the show there to see The Fringe, and then they went on to get the...
Yeah, we did, me and Amy, who's... Catherine Howard, we did the kind of workshop version, which happened after the original Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which was just, I think it was 6 performances at the Arts Theatre, which was amazing. And then there was kind of this talks of a tour, but we weren't really sure it was happening. And unfortunately, most of the girls couldn't do it. So these fabulous ladies came and joined me and Amy. And then we did the tour. We went back to the Edinburgh Fringe, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And had a stint in London.
That was amazing. We did a month at Edinburgh Fringe, which was amazing to be able to be surrounded by such incredible shows as well.
Is it as amazing as it sounds?
Go to Edinburgh Fringe. The comedy and the atmosphere and the support of actors and actresses and these plays that the one woman plays. It's just amazing.
Did you go and see a lot as well then?
So much I could, and the things I did see I was like, oh,
there was even like crazy circus acts and everything. There was literally every kind of art form you could possibly imagine.
To be a part of that, it was amazing.
But you must have got an amazing reaction.
We sold out pretty much the whole run.
But even in the initial Cambridge run in Edinburgh with the Cambridge students, I was at the Fringe that year. And I had one of the writers, Toby Marlowe, his best friend James, I knew previously, and he texted me going, you have to see this show called Six. It's amazing. I was like, oh, what's that? And like, couldn't get tickets for it. I was there for like a whole week, and every night it was sold out. People queuing to try and get tickets for this Six, the musical. So the year after, when we came back and it was like,
even bigger and like set costumes, everything. It just popped off. Like, we couldn't believe it. Like,
how much has it changed from that first incarnation?
Really? It's probably not even the same show anymore. Like, in essence, it is, but it's been on such a journey. Such a journey from even when we started. Wow, from the beginning.
That's the beauty of new musicals, I think. Like, it's always changing. And also, you can't get too attached to, like, scenes or songs or piece of choreo.
Oh, we've all had that, haven't we? Yeah. You love something and then they cut that scene.
That's my line.
there's nothing worse. And I was thinking of you, Catherine of Aragon. Am I right? No.
Jane Seymour.
Yeah. See, I'm getting confused.
There's six of them.
That you have the song. Everybody else has songs that are kind of high energy and there's a lot of comedy in them. And then, of course, you've got to bring it right down and take it to somewhere that it hasn't been yet, which is somewhere very serious.
How is
that in amongst all of this?
I mean, I suppose it's hard. It's hard to go from such a... Everyone's very funny and got loads going on. But, I mean, I think that's what's so special about Jane as well.
The heart.
I think it's just so pure and she can tell her story without anything else going on. And I think that's just a perfect kind of... example of Jane and who she was. And it's so, I'm so lucky that I get to play her, and I love her and I love the song. And I love her vibe, I suppose, her journey, her truth, I think.
We're lucky that we get to like sit on the stage
and watch her every night.
But you don't get to go off stage and sort of sit in your dressing room for eight. It is what, an hour and a half, hour and three,
just under about 75 minutes.
An hour and a half of full octane, full energy, unbelievable. You know, I felt tired just watching you. But it was, I mean, you're wonderful in it. And what is so fantastic about this brand new musical that's come in is that you have been nominated as Best New Musical, firstly.
Yes.
Secondly, you have all been nominated together in Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. Amazing. How is that?
Crazy.
Every time I hear someone say it, like, my whole body goes. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? And
when
just
did you
to share
hear
it with
Tell
these
me
girls.
How you heard.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I was at home and I was with my housemate and, like, you know, just normal getting ready for the show and all of that. And then I was watching on the live Facebook video when they were announcing it. And then I just heard my name and I was like, huh? And then I heard the rest of the girls' names and I was like, huh? And then the WhatsApp was going, every group popping chat was up. Popping
did,
off.
Did you expect to be nominated?
We were hoping Best Musical, and I think we all thought, I'm talking on behalf of everyone, but I definitely thought that, you know, I love the show and I think it's worthy, and I thought maybe the show as Sixth the Musical would be nominated.
Yeah,
but I don't think any of us had any idea that the supporting actress, what the hell? Like, I don't
really
think none of us thought that was even...
No.
Because it's only been done once before that I remember, which of course was The Girls.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really very rare that this happens. And I would be, I'm in agreement with that, because how would you choose from what you all do? Because it is completely about you all together.
There's no hierarchy. Everybody is equal in the show, and
take it into backstage. I mean,
absolutely.
The thing is that you are all women.
Yeah,
that must be such a wonderful environment.
So lucky. I'd never thought I'd to be working with these women and like on stage and off stage, and the fact we have members of the public come up to us at the end of the show going, was that chemistry real on stage? Was that actually how you were? And we stand there and I go, yeah, 100%. Because these girls are my always like that so lucky to be working with people like this. It's just so rare, and we're just so such a unit and a family.
Yeah,
and it, people, the energy comes across.
Yeah, so. And it's such a an honour, isn't it, when you get a bunch of women together?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it's you really luck out because it is so rare.
It is. And shout out to our incredible band as well, our all-female band. We have the same energy with them also. So it's,
they just like this energy that they put into the show every single night. Like, even if we don't get eye contact with them, knowing that they're there, they're just putting this energy for us.
Yeah. And they have full-out reactions. Yeah. Like,
you hear them laugh and you hear at what you're doing? Or
yeah,
do you
well,
hear
they're,
them?
They're always there, like, behind their drum set, like, yes.
joining in. Like,
joining with some choreo
bits. Yeah.
Katie
definitely does.
I think it's so sad that a lot of people have this thing about when you bring a group of girls together, it's bitchy and it's... And I think that's so sad because it couldn't be more different to us. It's a load of rubbish and it's...
We support each other. Right. I have felt so held and supported by the women in this business. Mm. And I think that especially when you are up for the same sort of parts and leads, they figure that you are going to have some problem with that. Mm. And in actual fact, you know, some of my best mates, if they get the job, you are so happy for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to celebrate other people's success.
Yes, you do. And by celebrating their success, there is something that happens in that lifting other people up.
Absolutely.
That means it comes back.
We should be
celebrating each other and lifting each other up because it's hard enough to be a woman in this business. So, you know, if you ain't lifting them up, get out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Preach it.
Real queens pick each other's crowns.
Yes.
Now, what's the reaction been from the audiences to the show?
I was actually thinking about that earlier when we were talking about Heart of Stone, because I think the amazing thing about the writing and the direction and everything that we do on that stage is... there's such a difference between an audience member leaving going, wow, what a great night out. I'm going to bring all the girls and like have a good night out and have a drink, to people leaving going, wow, what an amazing night out. I had so much fun, but wow, these women went through a lot. Do you know what I mean? It's such a difference. And so, do you know, it's so hard to get that balance. Yeah. And I think that's the amazing thing about Heart of Stone and All You Want to Do, Catherine Howard's song. It kind of brings it back to people being like, they're having an amazing time. Then they're like, oh, wow. Like,
this actually happened.
That actually happened. And like, even the tiniest of jokes, there's always that like underlying thing that takes you back to, wow, this is real facts. And I think that's the best reaction I get when I come out. And also another great reaction is when people go, oh, wasn't expecting that. I was expecting horrible histories. Kind of, hello, we're the Six Wives, do you know what I mean? Like, but it's just not that at all. So they're my two favourite reactions I get.
Yeah, I think it's really relatable as well. All different genres of people.
Yes.
And are following, and the people who love the show range from so many different genders to identities to lifestyles to ages.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can do something for an hour and a half that can make them feel important and empowered and get on a train home feeling like empowered and they're part of a family, Six family.
And it's not just about the man.
No,
this is what's so great about this show. Is it's, you know,
spoiler alert, there's no Henry the Eighth in our
show. More importantly than the show, of course, is what are you wearing on the night of the
I've got five
are
dresses
you going to walk the red carpet?
Five. Of course.
I've ordered five, but I don't know which one.
You better wear one in the red carpet and then one after.
You're going to wear your colours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah.
And have you borrowed, bought what?
I've bought five.
You bought
I'm going to give four.
You could have
back.
Made it six, May.
I know. So we have been for five nominations, so.
I see.
So how does this work, by the way? We'll come back to, how does this work with the alternates? Are you all in the nominations, or is it just
no,
the six?
No, we're not.
We will be there partying hard. So you're invited.
You're coming.
Yeah, we
thank
will
goodness.
Be there.
Okay, so yeah, go around now. Now you can tell me what you're wearing.
So I actually have a beautiful dress. My outfit is like black and silver, but so I was like, I'm going to go for a stone grey.
Okay.
My dress is actually £450 reduced to £40. Can we just take a minute?
Reduced to £40,
and I'm wearing it at the Olivier's, and I'm going to be telling everyone about the discount I got on that one.
That's what you're going to hear about the red carpet. You just being like, actually, my dress is £40.
Well, I'm sorry to steal your thunder, Grace, but I've got trousers and a blazer that cost me £12.
All right, you know
everybody's
got a bargain. Oh my god! Yes, that's impressive.
Oh, okay, well, are you going to beat that?
Unfortunately, not. No, I could be a little more.
Mine is. I had a fitting on Tuesday, actually. Girl called me who's got a range. This girl called Jay Jeffries, a beautiful white dress. So. Yeah, it's all I say is it's white and it's kind of mermaidy, and I'm absolutely in love with it. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. I'm wearing a forest green dress, but the top half is like a tailored blazer almost. Ooh. And it's like tailored off the shoulders.
It's stunning.
So it like hangs off the shoulders. So I thought I wanted a suit, but then I wanted a dress, and I found this, and it's a perfect merge of the two. So it's like femme with a bit of a structure.
Okay. So I'm going for a gown. Everyone stuck to their colours, and mine was meant to be gold, as I'm gold in the show. But she didn't find a nice gold dress, so I kind of went for a champagne-y pink kind of colour.
It's close.
It's kind of under the gold, but it isn't when you see it.
You have got to feel good about
but I feel
what
great
wearing.
In it. Yeah. I feel great in
feel
it,
in
and
it.
That's my thing.
Because I'm gonna tell you something. The year I got the Olivier for She Loves Me,
stunning.
What's that?
I went stunning.
Thank you. Well, I was wearing the worst dress of my life when I went up there. Yes, I looked like a toffee trying to get out of a wrapper. I put on some weight anyway, so and this wasn't fitting too right. I'd borrowed it, so I wasn't allowed to cut the hem, so I had to just sew it up. So it was like it just stuck out.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing, this is one of the worst things you can ever hear, walking into the Olivier's and hearing one of the photographers, after he'd taken my picture, saying, what is she wearing? Yeah, I had that. Oh, and I knew that it was, you know, I knew I was a toffee in a wrapper. I knew it. So you're performing on the night.
Yes.
Are you performing in your outfits, or is it
our costumes, our show costumes.
Okay. Yeah. And are you excited about that?
Yeah. Yes. Cannot wait.
A little bit nerves.
The nerves will kick in, definitely. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I've never performed to 4,000 people before in my life, so ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Have you performed at the Albert Hall before?
No. Oh. I have once, when I was in Sunny Afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, and I wasn't supposed to, and I got a phone call the morning of. It was actually for Magic at the Musicals, and I got a phone call the morning saying, one of the girls is really ill, I don't suppose you want to do it. I was like, sorry, is that a genuine question? I'm there. It was epic, absolutely epic.
Wow. It's an amazing place. Yeah. Once you've done it, it's like, I was saying the other day, there are sort of three places that you feel like you want to perform. And, you know, one of them's the Royal Albert Hall.
Wow.
One of them's Carnegie Hall. And sort of the Sydney Opera House or something like that. There are certain buildings that you go, I'd like to do that. Yeah. And, of course, for us, the Royal Albert Hall is the venue.
Yes.
And you never, ever stop. When you walk into it, you don't ever get to the stage where you go, I've been here before. Feels the same every time you go. It takes your breath away.
I've got goosebumps.
I know.
Literally, I'm not ready.
Ladies, I am so excited for you all. And I am so thrilled that you've been nominated. I'm thrilled the show has been nominated. A British show that's been, you know, about all women.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
I
hope you have the most wonderful evening, and I hope, fingers crossed, that you know it ends up being a triumph.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Ruthie Henshaw taking over the Magic Musicals and Theatre podcast. You can't have it permanently, Ruthie. It's Alice Arnold. I'll be back next week.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at byersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and that cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.